It was close to like about 3:30 when we walked in there, and there wasn't too much activity. There were a couple of Caucasian people sitting at the lunch counter. As we bought articles, you know, nobody paid us any attention because we were just college students coming in there and getting articles. As we approached the lunch counter and sat down, like, here comes a moment of truth, and I was real nervous. And when I sat down, some of the Caucasian people looked at us like they were amazed, man. They got up, left the food on the table, and left. They said, wait a minute, what's going on? They were like, they were in shock. But we asked for service. The Caucasian lady from lunch counter came. She refused the service. She said, why don't we get up and go to the stand-up counter, which was reserved for Negroes, the colored people. And we thanked them politely because we had agreed before we came there to be nonviolent, to operate by the tactics of Jesus Christ, the Bible, and nonviolence as Dr. King and Mrs. Parks had portrayed to us. And so when she left, she called the African-American woman, a colored woman at that time who worked behind the counter, and she came to us and looked at us and said, what do you boys want? With a mood which we know was sort of hostile, but we knew she was under pressure because she worked there. So we politely told her that we wanted to be served. She said, you know, did the college send us? Did the president of the college send us? Did the NAACP send us? And we said, no, we just want to be served here. And she said, you boys better get up and leave. Says people like you to make our race look bad. That kind of was like a, we expected that, but still we could see that she was precious.